Party zones are only good if they have a fairly well-developed tunnel maze, such that little kids actually get lost in it. Anything less than 3 times the size of a McDonald's play place is garbage. Discovery Zone was good at that, which is probably why they went bankrupt.
They should make a 3-dimensional maze that's actually a maze.
Yes.
With only one way in and only one way out, and they're both slides, so you can't go back.
Windows? Obviously useful for screaming silently at their parents' terrified faces.
It's not all going to be gerbil maze. You want foam parts, ball pits, etc.
Oh. I thought we would do it all with tubes.
Also some big, soft, movable blocks in there. Cylinders and cones and cubes and prisms, you know. Just to clog it up.
Spaceship cockpits?
I've never seen one of those.
They're just entertaining little tube caps. There's all sorts of varieties. Mostly with stupid steering wheels that don't do anything and a big window.
Let's think about the start slide, though. You can't have a slide lead directly into a gerbil maze. It just isn't done.
Well, have it lead to a ball pit.
No, you can't do that either.
Why not?
You'd have a kid pile up.
Oh. Have it lead to a slick plastic surface so they slide.
It has to drain onto the floor, with enough space for the kid who lands to clear out so there's not an accident. So, courtyard is needed, essentially, in the middle of the maze.
And the slide goes straight to that?
Yes.
If the maze is very big, the logistics would be a little...
It'd be like the prison arrival scene in that one episode of Voyager. You go down the chute, and there's a bunch of guys waiting to shiv you and steal your shoes.
Why don't rich people build stuff like that?
They're not very creative.
Then how did they get to be so rich?
Luck.
So are creative people unlucky?
Not exactly.
I think the rich people just eat their competition alive.
Well, we're getting off topic.
Good point. They probably stay on topic and finish what they start.
One of your main problems will be altruism. Once a kid finds a way out, she'll go back in and show other kids the way.
So change the way out every time a kid escapes?
Yeah. You'd want a few sections which could be changed remotely.
How do you do that without potentially harming kids or breaking the maze?
Well, you just wait until they're not in that area.
Sounds like an accident waiting to happen.
If you have kid cameras, it shouldn't be hard. Anyway, you can do it with safety sensors so it won't crush a kid's skull. The trick is to make the changing sections very stealthy, so someone who's been there before won't realize it's changed. The sheer size of the maze will help with that.
I was more imagining them crammed outside the tunnels, inside the empty areas between them, screaming bloody murder.
Outside the tunnels? How would they get outside?
Well, how are you changing the maze?
Walls that move, or appear and disappear.
As long as there could be an empty space instead of a tunnel at any point, it sounds like a possibility for a kid to wind up there.
It's easier to change non-gerbil tube parts.
I mean, mechanically, how do you even do it? You can do something stupid, like just rotate network blocks. That's obviously the most plausible.
There are lots of things you could do.
What else?
Just like a garage door wall or a sliding door wall. Or one that rotates 90 degrees from a corner.
I see.
I don't know what rotating network blocks means.
You know the puzzle game where you need to connect all the pipes by rotating them correctly?
It'd be difficult to implement in real life, I think. A wall of that heavy-duty black netting could be changed pretty easily.
Low-tech solutions seem like they'll end up full of holes. I guess if you just have a frame that turns 90 degrees with black netting in it, there shouldn't be any way around that. Unless they just break it because it's plugged into servos instead of heavy plastic lugs. But I guess there's ways to fix all of that.
Horizontally or vertically sliding wall would be sturdier. Oh, another thing that works is a wall that pushes in and out. Pushed in, it can reveal a turn to the left or right. Pushed out, it's a dead end, or only exposes an earlier turn. But the back of the wall could be quite heavy-duty, a pneumatic piston, whatever, because they can't get to it. Although they could get to it from the other side if you're not careful, so you have to use two.
I guess the theory is the important part. All this can be reinforced in practice.
Anyway, with a few moving walls here and there, you can do amusing stuff, like keep one kid trapped inside while letting everybody else through. She just can't seem to find her way out. If she tags along with someone else, they can't get out either until they separate.
I wonder how many kids have died in party zones, for any reason.
Also good would be slides that look just like the exit slide from the top, but drain back into the courtyard, especially if you have a switchable wall that forks directly between them. Children following instructions from escapees or being led by them would say, "Aha, I told you, this is the exit, we have escaped!" But then they find themselves back in the courtyard, and it blows their mind.
Courtyard floor panels should be those TVs under thick glass, and they're playing Sesame Street on repeat, inaudibly.
I was thinking just gym mat material.
So was I, until I thought of that. I guess that's probably too hard to land on from a slide.
That doesn't seem like a standard party zone element to me. But you could certainly put a TV in the courtyard, up high in the corner so they can't reach it. And you could subtly isolate one kid in the courtyard and have the TV tell her weird things. Remember the evil TV in Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
Yes.
You'd want to be more subtle than that, though. Nothing quotably sinister.
Would you tell a kid to betray the other kids for her chance to escape?
No, it'd just freak her out.
Like, if the situation is such that one kid is in the courtyard, and the tunnels surrounding it are empty, you close them off internally and play something on the TV.
Right. But in such a way that when she reported the event to her parents, they would attribute it to a runaway imagination. Like, for instance, on Sesame Street, there's some scene with Kermit on the counter or whatever, and the count leaves, and the music goes away, and there's just some minor background sounds, nothing offensive, birds chirping or whatnot, and Kermit turns to the camera and stares at the kid, and just stares at her. For several minutes, without saying anything. And wherever she goes in the courtyard...
And the TV, it turns off, and the interior doors up and back up.
No, the TV is always on. But when the other kids come back, it just segues smoothly into normal Sesame Street.
I see.
And no one would ever, ever believe her.
Do you think there are kids who would have a panic attack if that happened?
Yes.
Me too.
Another thing you could do is recreate Sesame Street or whatever scenes without changing any of the words or what happened in them, just the delivery and the atmosphere. Wouldn't take much to make them quite creepy. You'd want to have a large handful of different things, like the Kermit staring thing, that are the type of thing kids would invent if the story was circulated and changed among them. Some of them could even be blatantly evil, like Kermit shooting lasers out of his eyes at you. If that story came on the heels of a bunch of other Kermit staring stories, it'd seem exactly like an invented exaggeration. You'd want to monitor the kids and find the known liars and then do it to them, but let them cry wolf a bit first. Both to set them up and to get material for the next round of video clips. This process would happen in microcosm every time there was a party at the party zone, but invariably there'd be a seed kid each time who'd been to a prior party there or knew someone who did.
How big should the maze be?
It should be quite big, but it should look deceptively small. The best way to do that is height. Even a gerbil maze built in a two-story building can have something like 5 levels, which means you multiply your square footage by 5. It has to be big enough for the courtyard and thick enough around so that you can't see or hear the outside. PA system music and the TV will help with that.
Hidden speakers playing the sounds of kids having fun will help drown out the screams. What if a kid has a heart attack or bites her hand and starts shooting blood or something? Do you shut everything down? Do you send in ninjas to get her out?
Since when do little kids have heart attacks? If a kid has a seizure or bites her hand off or kicks another kid in the teeth or something, you send in a pimply Fun World employee to lead her out the easily accessible ground-level exit, which is at all other times covered by a moving wall. With the hidden cameras, you even know exactly where the kid is. If anything, it's safer than a normal maze. The pimply Fun World employee can even be totally oblivious to the functioning of the maze. The ground-level exit is always open when they get sent in there, after all, and it's easy to find things when the moving walls are on your side.
You know, I think a kid had a heart attack on one episode of House.
Well, la-dee-da. I suppose I should worry about kids with chimerism having mercury poisoning, too. Another thing you could do on the TV is have a Sesame Street-style song with childish and profane alternate lyrics that don't entirely even make sense. Like, make the song about farts and have a bunch of Muppets farting colored gas in people's faces and the people being shocked and horrified and then dying from the fumes.
That's surprisingly close to what I was imagining, and that included both farts and death.
But it's clearly just crude parody lyrics set to the tune of a real Sesame Street song. You can hide extra sections of maze that aren't visible from outside behind the wall or sunk into the floor. Parents never go in there, so they only see what's visible from the outside. They'll think any tales of getting lost in there are exaggerations. When it's time for pizza or whatnot, you open all the paths to the exits and close off the empty dead end areas, and the kids come pouring out. And obviously it wasn't that hard to get out, was it? Oh, so it's an impenetrable maze, but not when there's pizza, is that it?
That's a good line.
Only having one entrance and one exit will raise eyebrows, so there should be multiple entrances, which all quickly funnel into the main slide into the courtyard. The courtyard should actually be in the next room, and the part of the maze that's in the main room shouldn't even be big enough that it could contain a courtyard. But the next room is made to look exactly like the original room from inside the maze, so kids just think it looks bigger on the inside.
What about the problem of all gerbil maze slides being climbable?
Well, the first thing to do is make those slides as long and slippery as possible. To have a pimply Fun World employee tell them in the strictest of terms never to climb the slides, which you should do anyway, of course. PA system voice telling them not to do it would be pretty effective. but that lets onto the fact that they're being monitored. I wonder what would happen if you just vibrated the slide heavily.
Hey, instead of a gerbil maze slide, how about walls and rollers? Or a combination of the two?
Oh, yeah, roller slides. Those are harder to get back up. Still, though, I think not. The tube which anyone might shoot out of is more of a deterrent. Plus, the courtyard should have people arrive unexpectedly, so they can't be warned that there's no way out.